Okay, Simon Sadi Aleph, Sif Beis. This is Halachas Where are we going to again? Till Sif Yudalid? Yud Gimel.
Good base.
To Yud Beis? Yud Gimel. Till Yud Gimel. Okay, so Kol Ha'Ochel Mashkin Michael Briam. Any food or drink. That's Michael Briam, that's for healthy people, meaning regular like schnapps and that type of thing. Mutalochlam, you're allowed to eat and drink them for refuah. Ava bishem kosham l'ktsas, even though they could be harmful for something. So mochamils and it's still obvious that he's doing it for refuah. Filohachishari. It's still allowed because it's considered. It's considered like Michael Bream. It's like you're taking regular food. Like, it'd be nice if you had a sore throat. So, you're going to say you can't have chicken soup. All right? Fine. But if it's not a Michael or a Mashka for Bream, then it's also to eat it and drink it for a fool. All right? So, that would get into like cough medicine, cough syrups, and that type of thing. You're allowed to eat sraf is sap, sweet sap, and you're allowed to swallow a whole egg. In order to sweeten the voice, there's no issur refuah there, since he doesn't have a maka, he's just swallowing these things in order to soothe out his throat. So that would be the same thing with candies like Ricola candies and cough drops. Right, unless you say cough drops are only used when you have a sore throat. Not sure. I don't know cough drop protocol. If somebody has a toothache, but it doesn't really bother him, doesn't have major pain. Do not swallow vinegar. Right, meaning don't not swallow. Don't put into your mouth vinegar. Or other medications, spit it out. Because when you spit it out, that shows you're doing it for a fool. And the Magama Vailea, what you do is put it into your mouth and you should make sure to swallow it. Right? Fine. Or eat bread and dip bread into it and eat the bread. And same thing if you have a sore throat. Don't gargle with any sort of drink. Ella beleya, swallow it. Nisrapa. And if you get healed, you get healed. So you can't. Basically, the same thing would apply to schnapps, right? If you have a toothache and you're like me and you hate schnapps, so then you put it in the tooth, and then you spit it out. So that you're not allowed to do. Dalar somebody who has pain in his lower extremities, right, in his lower stomach. If you have sores in the head, Medina Zelu, in these countries, since you don't normally shmir then I guess there it is all going to be dependent on the minhag ha'makom, but they didn't shmir oil ki im lerefuah only lerefuah also loss of b'shabbos. It's also the shmir and shabbos and the mucha milsa de lerefuah covered. Because it's obvious that he's doing it for refuah. Right, so you can't do anything that looks like for refuah. But nowadays, people are constantly putting all sorts of creams on themselves, so maybe that's better. These are refuahs from the Gemaras, which I don't know if they work. But if somebody has heartache, so then the refuah is to nurse directly from a goat. So Motulinik b'Shabbos, even though we've discussed already that nursing on Shabbos is mefarik, so even though it's mutter to nurse on Shabbos, mishum de'yinik avim mefarik alachar yad, because him putting his mouth on the animal is considered with a shinut. So therefore it's okay. Mishum tzaira, the chayli lo gozer rabbanon, because of the tzara of a chayli, the chachamim said, we're not going to be gozer, and we're going to allow him to get this milk in an indirect way. Although what's interesting is, as far as I remember correct, the Gemara there says, that is the way to do it. meaning even during the week you're supposed to nurse straight from the goat. So if that's the case, then maybe that's not a shinui. I don't know. If somebody has a stomachache, you could take a cup that you put out water into it, even though there's a lot of heat in it. You want to heat it up, put some like a heating pad. You take clothing, heat up the clothing near the stove, and then put it on. So that would be mutter, and that would be the same thing with a plug-in, what do you call it? Heating pad or electric blanket are mutter on Shabbos. Now, the reason why they're mutter is because things that cannot be healed with medications are mutter to do refu with on Shabbos. Like if you need ice for something, so you can't usually use any refu for that, meaning you can't use what do you call it? Herbs and these type of things, which is why we made the whole gezeirah about refuah. So since you can't really use them anyway, so then it's meaning the only way to get swelling down would be with ice. So therefore, it's mutter. So times of a yayin. So what you could do is you can put on. Oh, sorry, did I skip? No, that's what I'll do. So misha nak for yoder raglay. Let's say somebody has he hit his hand or his foot. Times of a yayin. Then what you could do is you take the wine and you can use it as a it could stop the swelling, the lahamad adam, in order for it to stop the blood, right? To stop the blood from flowing. Meaning if he has a cut of a loy b'chaymitz but not vinegar, neshu chazal, because vinegar is strong, v'yesh b'mushim refuah, and there's an isser refuah on that. Bim hu me'unig, and if he's a fancy type, af hayayin loy k'may ha'chaymitz, then putting wine on there would also be like vinegar, and it would be also. It's on the back of the hand or back of the foot. Or it's made with metal, in which case that's why we're worried about the metal with the tetanus. Hold over, then you're allowed to use anything to do the refu. Come on. Right? Now, obviously, if you look at Laman Simon Sadeves, that's the next simon, that's going to say that if it's a sakana, then you can do whatever you need. If a guy has a pain in his eyes, don't put saliva that didn't come from food. Meaning if you haven't eaten food in a while, you put saliva there. Pirish roik shebepiva oid shaloi tom klum. It's saliva when you haven't tasted anything. The mucha milsa the refua, that it's obvious that you're doing it for refua. But let's say a guy can't open his eyes. Then you can make the eyes wet with roik that is with that type of saliva. Ki ein zois l'refua, because when a guy can't open his eyes, that's not refua. It's to open up his eyes. So that's the big shaila people ask about eye drops. Eye drops to if the eyes get dry. So is that considered refuah or not? So the thing is, pain in the eyes is a little different because it's more of a sakana. So that's the thing. Can you put on the lubricant on the eyes? I don't know. From here, it sounds like you can't. Right? So what it really depends on how bad the eye issue is. Test. Mishim itzdar merov ha'maichel she'ochel. Let's don't. This is familiar, right? If you're in such pain from all the food that you ate, you're allowed to stick your finger into your mouth in order to make sure that you throw up. But you're not allowed to use medication to make you throw up. Yud, maka she'en bo sakana, a maka that does not have a sakana. You're not allowed to put a bandage on it. Even if you make the bandage from yesterday. And not, you can't do anything for refuah, afilu Allah, even if you take a leaf, a chatichas beged, yavesh v'yashan, or you take a dry beged that's dry or old, shumarapa gamkin, that also provides healing. So you're not allowed to do refuah for it. Again, these are all talking about if you're not really sick and really in pain. If you're really sick and really in pain, then all these things are mutter. But you're allowed to put something there to prevent it from getting scratched. But let's say you had a bandage on there from before Shabbos. Megala katsasa. So what you do is you can reveal a little bit of the bandage, and you could wipe the maka, I guess, from the pus and whatever else is oozing out. And then you go and megala the other end, hasheni, the second end, and then you wipe that. But you can't wipe the actual wound because that's going to be shmearing whatever fluids. I don't know if it's going to be, something thick. So that's mareach. Nafla haratia me agavi amaka. Let's say the bandage fell off the maka, agavi karka. So it fell on the ground, lo yachser, and then you can't put it down because once it's on the ground, it's considered gone. Nafla agavi kli, but if it falls on a kli, then yachserena, then you could put it back because that's not, it's almost like yish. If you put it on, if it fell on the floor, so it's a yish. And that is no longer considered a bandage. But if it falls on a kli, then that's no problem. And if you're in a lot of pain, then you could ask a guy to put it back. Because that's an isser. And we're assuming that the guy is going to put it on with creams or whatever it is. It's going to be over an isser deraisa. Otherwise, I don't see why you can't put it on yourself. You're not allowed to ask a guy to make a bandage for a cut, because smearing the medications on it is on the bandage is a deraisa. And that's also even with a guy, unless the entire body is sick, and then you're allowed to have a guy do any malacha, even deraisa on behalf of a chayl. You're not allowed to put regular clothing that's not a wound, that's not a, what do you call it? A wound, not a wound, a dressing, yeah, or anything like that. You can't put it on the cut and to get the blood out. I said, because the blood is going to dye the clothing. Because you can't beg at Adam, and you certainly can't use a red clothing, shehu misakne, because that's going to be misakne, because the red is going to actually cause the blood is going to actually cause the red to get even redder, and you're going to be happy with that. You're also not allowed to press on the cut in order for more blood to come out. He says, so what do? You wash in water or wine to remove the blood, and then you put a shmata around it. And let's say you wash the blood and it keeps coming out. Listen to this one. You put spider webs on it. Right? And you wrap a smartut around it. But there are those that are mafakvik on this because they're not sure if, because they think that spider webs are merape. Now, by the way, you're not supposed to have spider webs in your house on Shabbos. So where are you getting these spider webs from? I don't know. Alkain e efsha im efsha yesh lasas ayite akum. You get a guy to put the spider webs onto the cut. Okay, try that on your own. Yud beis apeseach mursa. This is more negay, right? To pop pimples, right? So popping pimples on Shabbos, kite laharcha pi amaka, in order to make. Let's say it's open, right? And you want to widen it to get more pus out, or it's gedera sharoifim meisim, the way doctors do it. Shem mischavin le refuah laharcha pi amaka. They're trying to do refuah by widening, opening the pimple. Areza chayev. Then you chayev shezehi malachas haroife. That is considered doing a malachas roife. And lechayra the issue is maka bepatish. Vipsacha rak. But if he only opens it in order to let out the pus that's causing him pain, and he's not chayshish if it's going to close right up, then it's mutter because of the pain. It's dafka to make a hole with a needle. Not with the fingers, mishum de toilish katsas mayor amursa, because what's going to happen if you use your fingernails, then you're going to end up with a little bit of skin under there, and that's a problem. And then you have a chiv. The Mishnah Brura says the opposite. Use the fingers and don't use a needle. And the same thing, if you're using a needle, even though there's a concern that you're going to keep the cut open, that it should let out the lecha afterwards, if it's possible, then you should do it with a goy. Yud Gimel. I don't even know how to pronounce that. Right? So you have a hole in the arm. You have a hole, yeah. So if it closed a little bit, also you can't go stick beans in there in order for it to open. Because your kavana is that it should stay open. So you have makabapatish issues and stuff like that. But if you have a ratia that was done from yesterday, you're allowed to put that onto the cut, shehi rak l'shamru, because it's there just to protect. But if you know that whatever you're putting on the bandage is going to suck out the moisture or the blood, then it's also. If you come to wipe it, it's going to pull out blood or pus, then also you're not allowed to wipe it down. But what we said before, you're allowed to pop a pimple. It's not similar to opening a pimple. There, the moisture is in there, and the blood and the dam is it's a separate entity. You're not making any sort of cuts. That the moisture in the blood is absorbed in the basar, you're going to make a chabura. So basically, if you're going to pop pimples and all those type of things, you have to make sure that it's just pus and there's going to be no blood coming out, which I'm not so sure how you can know that definitively. Okay, that we'll stop there for that day.